Listening Library presents Wind Witch by Susan Dennard. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. For Jennifer and David. Before. Blood on the floor. It weeps sideways, pooling in a moonbeam before the gentle roll of the ship sends it trickling back the other way. The prince releases the sword's hilt and rocks back two steps, heart banging against his ribs. He's never taken another man's life before. He wonders if this will change him. The blade stays upright, lodged in the wood, even as the young man skewered beneath it tries to stand. Each time the assassin moves, the hole through his abdomen stretches wider. His innards glitter like silver coins in this half-light.
Who are you?
The prince's voice rasps out. The first sound he has made since awakening to a shadow in his cabin. Thank Noden, his father's swords hang above the bed, ready for the grabbing when assassins strike.
She's waiting for you.
The would-be assassin answers. He attempts once more to rise, this time reaching for the hilt with his bloodied left hand.
No pinky,
the prince notes absently, for his mind is turning over the word she. There is only one she who would do this, only one she who wants the prince dead. And she has told him so herself many times. The prince turns.